Welcome back to From Our Mind to Yours. I'm your host, Destiny.
I'm D'Angelo.
And we have episode 6.
Episode 5.
It's episode... Oh, no way. It is episode 5. That's crazy because we already tried to record episode 5 and I just wasn't feeling it. And it just completely went over my head. Yeah. But this is still episode 5.
Episode 5.
Yeah. Okay. So today I want to talk about... I always say how I have a bunch of like bullets in my notes app about things that I want to talk about on the podcast. Bullets again, too. D'Angelo. And so I just kind of picked one that I felt like I really wanted to talk about today. Whew. And it's hot in here again.
It's getting a little hot.
Whew. Okay. Something I wanted to talk about today is when a lot of people, especially in the spiritual community, but just in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about how, you know, you don't have to put in a bunch of hard work. You can just manifest it.
Law of least effort.
Yeah. And just, you know.
Kind of the interpretation of the law of least effort.
Yeah. And people talk about matching the frequency of that which you are trying to manifest into your reality. And I get that. I just feel like there's a fine line between not putting in any physical work and allowing stuff to manifest into your life. And the fine line between that and putting in inspired action.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak on that
real quick? No. Before? Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to read what I had written down because it kind of helps like refresh what I was thinking about in that moment. So I wrote down, some people in the spiritual community say you don't have to work hard, just manifest it. But I feel like that's very misleading. Although I believe it to be true that you don't need to necessarily quote unquote work hard, I believe that you do have to put in some work, some effort, and that work slash effort is authentically expressing yourself through your daily actions, which are through your work, your interactions with others, creations, etc. That is what brings those manifestations to you. Without doing that, you find yourself constantly in the vibration of just waiting for your manifestations to manifest into your reality, and that's all that it will ever be. It's not going to move past that because you aren't moving.
Exactly.
And it gets to be easy. The work itself gets to be easy when you are being your authentic self. It's no longer work. It's play.
Yes.
That's what I had written down. Do you want to speak on that a little bit? On your thoughts about that?
I had something, but it's kind of...
So, I know that so that was a little lengthy. I don't know.
And then you say what part of it, and then I think about that part, and then you continue.
Right. I go ahead.
I think there's a difference between working hard and hard work. People think you have to work hard.
That part.
To manifest. Mm-hmm. You just have to put in hard work. Work is putting in, to me, the aligned action, the authentic self.
Yeah.
The working hard is the stuff that people stress about. People working hard, they wonder if their hard work is being put to good use, if it's being noticed by the universe, if it's, you know.
Right.
If it's working for themselves in the way that they think they want it to and stuff like that.
And when you have that inner knowing, you don't have to sit there and question whether this is actually, you know, working out towards your goals or to manifest whatever you're trying to manifest. You just know and you continuously put in that work because you know it's going to happen for you.
Exactly.
You know you're going to receive it or whatever the case may be. And I like that you pointed out, like, people questioning, like, is this, you know, is this working? Like, am I the work that I'm putting in, is it, you know, being put to good use or is it for nothing? Like,
yeah, because all they're thinking about is working hard.
Yeah.
The hard work is the authentic self. It's what the universe looks at.
And it's not even work when it's what you want to be doing, when you are expressing yourself authentically. You're going to hear us keep repeating that over and over because, I mean, What else is there to do except express yourself exactly how you are without any kind of filters or facades or masks or anything?
Yeah.
When you're doing that, it doesn't even feel like work. You literally just do what you love to do.
Yeah, the hard work is the play. The hard work is the fun. The hard work is what manifests into the thing that you desire or you want to acquire and attain in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The working hard is what people stress over. It's what they think they want or think they should do. People always tell them to work hard, you'll get this, work hard and you'll get that. Work mm-hmm. hard and your 3D will look like a bunch of different things that you think you want, you know. But the hard work, the things that really mean something to your manifestation,
mm-hmm.
is what you need to focus on. Mm-hmm. And people always have a misconception of what hard work is mm-hmm. and what working hard is. Because yeah. you can work as hard as you fucking want and it be nothing towards your manifestations, the things you want. You're working hard because you got to pay bills or you got to provide, you got to do this, that, and the
other.
Or
you just think that that's what's going to make you rich. Because exactly. that's what a lot of people are chasing after, which yes. I don't think there's anything wrong
no,
with that.
No, absolutely. Because
maybe I'm going to be a multimillionaire as well. But I think when that's your primary focus, it leads you down a path you were not meant to go down.
Exactly.
And then it becomes even harder to get back to your aligned path.
Exactly. Because you see all the time these people that have lots of money, have the financial freedom, that are always working hard,
mm-hmm.
putting in a type of hard work. But, I mean, even with the financial freedom, the money, the access,
they're not happy.
They're not happy. Nothing in that world makes them happy.
And I know that sounds like probably hard to hear for people that are struggling financially. They're like, yeah, well, I'd rather have those issues and have money than the opposite, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like it's easy to think that way and to feel that way when you don't have that kind of money. I feel like you feel shittier being in the opposite position, having all of the money and not feeling fulfilled, not feeling happy.
Well, yeah.
I feel like that's worse.
It is kind of worse because
it's a whole different mental battle.
You've attained a goal that people have put on you. The pressures have been put on you. You've only attained that goal because other people told you you'd be happy if you were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and realize that all the working hard was not the hard work for
that was meant for your soul.
Yeah.
That was not your path to success.
No, and it wasn't soul quenching for you. Yeah, mm-hmm. you've put in the hard work and you did it. You attained it. You got this. You were able to do all these, you know, free things with the finances, but none of it makes you happy.
Yeah.
It wasn't the hard work you needed to fulfill yourself. And I think a hard work can be changed to aligned work.
Aligned action,
obviously.
I like it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Hard work is aligned action.
Yeah.
Working hard is what people are told they need to do to attain happiness and other things.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever their universal path is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here. You know, that's working hard, and it gets a lot of people going the wrong way.
I'm very happy, for lack of a better word, to see a lot of people starting to realize that you can be successful doing the things that you love to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's so many different routes and paths to success. And I think it's really important that people are starting to realize that, because it's getting harder and harder to just grind it out and do the, you know, follow the path that we've all been told growing up, that you, like you were saying, you need to work hard, you need to work this certain job to make this amount of money,
go to college, get this degree,
including that, but so not even so just forth. That just yeah. like just like the traditional path of getting a 9-to-5, those kind of jobs. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, and if you do, that's, you know, the certain job you are, is that is your goal that you're aspiring to work up to, is a 9-to-5. There's nothing wrong with that as long as that's what you want. But a lot of people do not love that. There's so many people that have creative paths that they wish they could, you know, chase after or go after and work towards. And I think it's really important that people realize that you can obtain the financial freedom. You can obtain just freedom in general to do whatever you please.
Yeah.
If you follow what your heart and your soul is telling you to do, that will never lead you astray. Following other people's paths to success may or may not help you. You might still get the financial freedom. You might still get the freedom to do whatever you please, but unless that was the path destined and meant for you, that's what your heart was calling out for, you're not going to be happy. You're going to, at some point in your life, regret that you did not go down a different path.
Exactly. Because if the only way that works is if the person you're following or, you know, whatever.
Is because that's what you want.
Is in the same aligned action.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, some people idolize people in their aligned action and that helps them get there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You I see do it that.
All the time.
I do that. There's definitely people that I follow on my social media that like, are living the lifestyle. I wouldn't even say the life because I have my own picture of what I want my life to look like.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be anybody but myself, but
they manifest some of the similar things you.
Yeah, want to I'm looking at the lifestyle that they're living and the certain things that they're doing or able to do, or you know, I look up to that stuff and I use that as a reminder that like, yeah, That's what I'm working towards too, and I'm making it happen right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's like, I mean, obviously being a manifesting generator, I'm multifaceted. So consumption on multifaceted things like social media, right? Like my Instagram is full of people that do what they love to do.
Yeah.
Right? They only do what they love to do. Mm-hmm. And they show that, they express it through social media so that people can see that's what they love to do. But I mean, my social media is full of artists and martial artists and literally people doing exactly what they love to do and have dedicated their lives to. It's not full of, you know, this mind numbing, mind controlling shit
that's crazy
we see all the time.
I love that for you, D'Angelo, but like my for you like explore page is full of like beach sunsets and like beautiful women with their like natural looking makeup and different like travel places all over the world.
Traveling's definitely on mine.
And angel numbers. And
that's definitely on mine too.
Like oracle card readings. Like that's, yeah.
That part of ours is very similar.
Yeah, I just don't have the like the kung fu videos or like the out in the woods videos.
The artist making art and pictures.
So, no, that does come up on mine a little bit because I do like seeing that stuff. They were coming up before you were sending anything to me. Get out of here. I like that stuff too. It's just D'Angelo's Instagram looks a lot different.
But you know, this all comes from us talking about aligned action and doing what is for you.
Yeah.
Not like, just working hard, but putting in hard work towards yourself and putting,
that should be the only hard work you're putting in.
Exactly. The hard work should all be intuitive. It should all be what you love or what you think you love, and trial and error will tell you what you love and don't love or what is not for you, what is for you. Mm-hmm. Just, I guess for that, it's not being afraid to fail. Because a lot of people are afraid to fail. They're afraid of people seeing them fail. When you can rid yourself of fear and what anybody else might think of what your failure is, and you take every failure as a learning lesson towards you getting closer to your goal or manifestation or, you know, your creation, whatever you're trying to create in this world, the 3D, what's intuitive for you. If you no longer fear the failure and all the failure becomes stepping stones towards success, then you fucking manifestations come easier. Intuitive thinking comes easier. You trust yourself more. Yeah. You trust yourself to make the aligned action. You trust yourself to materialize in your 3D what has been going on in your head the whole time. your internal roommate is your best friend instead of your worst enemy. You know, a lot of things we know and deal with today and know people deal with today.
I feel like you were talking to a past version of myself.
I feel like I was talking to a past version of myself.
Yeah. Like even just getting to where we're at right now, recording this podcast, having this camera on us, having it on Apple Podcasts yeah. now. It's like I would have never gotten to this point if I didn't trust myself and follow those intuitive nudges that were telling me, this is what you want to do.
Yeah.
You are really good at this. You need to put effort and energy and time into this.
Yeah.
This is going to make you feel fulfilled. And if I did not follow that, if I did not pour into that, then I wouldn't, if I didn't trust myself to make that decision to.
You wouldn't be here.
Get the camera, get all of this stuff. I wouldn't, yeah. We wouldn't be here.
Exactly. We'd still be thinking of what is intuitive for us.
Because before I even made my very first YouTube video, which I always, before I even made that, I started off talking about, D'Angelo knows, I wanted to do a podcast.
Yeah.
For a long, since 2020, I knew I wanted to do a podcast. And I think it was 2 years later, I made my first YouTube video. Yeah. So it's I guess there doesn't need to be a time frame on it, but it could take you a while. It could not take you a while. But regardless, if you don't follow those intuitive nudges, if you don't trust yourself to step out into the unknown, out of your comfort zone and
square up on fear like it's on site.
Period. I guess just to trust yourself. I guess that's what I'm trying to find the words for. Just to trust yourself and to know that you are going to be able to make these dreams happen. It's not all for nothing, that you didn't have that intuitive nudge just because.
Everything we say, every show, every podcast we record, everything in your 3D world is going to stem back to believing in yourself, trusting yourself, knowing that you will always get it done for yourself. Nobody is going to do it for you. You could have all the help in the world. You could get the best therapists and, you know, most renowned people in the world to try to help you do what you would do for yourself. And sometimes help is required in those areas for you to come back to yourself. Therapist will always lead you back to yourself. Every smart, most renowned person in the world will lead you back to yourself, or at least try to help you lead you back to yourself. Once you trust yourself is when you'll make those things happen. Magic will happen. You know,
we were talking about in the last episode, I put it in the editing. Operant power is what the word I was trying to find. Remember when I was you are the operant power. That's literally what you're talking about.
Yes.
Right. That you are the driving force. You're what actually makes stuff happen. The locomotive force. In your life. Yes, yeah. You have help from outside sources.
And nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, and outside sources, not just being like other people. I mean, the universe, God, your angels, whatever you believe in, those kind of outside forces, these natural laws that happen. But you are what sets that stuff in motion. Yeah,
absolutely. So, a lot of people don't know how to set that shit in motion. That's why they look for outside sources.
Which is good. Do that. If you don't know how to do that, do that. And once you have mastered that, you can start showing other people how to do it.
Exactly. The goal is to take everything you learn from the people you learn, how you learn it, and tie it to yourself. And just know that you are the one that's going to make it happen. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you learn that'll happen for you without you making it happen for yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You know? She said, you are the energy that makes it materialize, if you know.
You said it in motion.
In motion, yeah. You're the locomotive force.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I learned about something like locomotive some in school. I don't remember what it pertained to, but I remember that word.
Well, locomotive forces energy push forward in forward motion. And
I don't remember what class I learned that in and why I learned that. But yeah,
probably physics.
Boom. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it had to have been physics.
How would you know that?
That's a big thing.
You just took a guess?
I know where locomotive force would be used.
That makes sense.
In physics.
That's crazy. That's crazy that you know that and remember that, and I'm the one that took the physics class.
I've never taken a physics class before in my life.
That's okay, because that physics class, I was the person in school, very intelligent, and I could get it done. I could do very well if I wanted to, but I did not care about none of the stuff.
I didn't want to be good at school.
None of the stuff I was learning in school, I didn't care. I just didn't care about school. Like, it just wasn't, it did not interest me, did not fascinate me in any way. So I did whatever I could to get by.
That's a beautiful example of intuitive thinking. School is not for me.
Period. Entrepreneur, right here.
I knew it wasn't for me.
But that's why in that physics class, we were all copying off of each other. We
was the only way to pass.
I was always asking the teacher, how do you do this little activity that we're doing? Because I was lost. I could not be bothered. It was a lot. Physics is not that easy.
Did you say locomoca force? That sounds like a Starbucks drink. I like that one.
It was an interesting class. But then the teacher started getting mad because he would watch us. We would be right there in class doing our homework, and he would watch us do it.
That was the dude that looked like Hagrid.
No, Hagrid. He looked like Hagrid. He looked like Hagrid, except with like white hair instead of.
It wasn't black hair. White, but it was. He was a.
No,
redhead?
It was white. His beard was white, but his hair on what he had here was red.
It was a lot lighter than Hagrid.
Yeah, he sure did. Anybody that's watching this that went to high school with us will know exactly who we're talking about.
Oh, if you had physics with him, you would know.
I don't even remember his name.
He was a big dude, just as tall.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it wasn't even like the beard and the long hair that made him look like Hagrid. He was ginormous. He was very tall and just a very big person.
If you saw Hagrid with some lighter kind of ginger hair, then that was him. That was him.
Yeah.
What else you got?
What else I got? Lots of stuff, doggy.
Lots of stuff.
Let's see. Oh, let me not show my ID.
Okay, I kind of like that. It has always been about holding yourself back, things not working out, opportunities not coming your way.
That kind of has to do with what we were talking about earlier.
I know, and that's talking about how people think life is happening to them and not for them.
How you feel about that, D'Angelo? Speak on it.
Oh, I feel great about that.
Do you?
Well, yeah. I mean, so a lot of people think that that's a part of deflecting, right? That's a big problem that the world has now. That's a big problem that people have now, is deflecting instead of reflecting. Thinking that life is happening to them and not for them.
I like that vocabulary.
Well, yeah, a lot of people think that the events that happen in life and what the universe gives to them is a result of what other people manifest in their life. They think that their life is full of manifestations from other people, and that the events and experiences that are happening in their life are not from within, but from...
It's just happening to them.
Exactly, something outsourced, something that they think they can't control. Mm-hmm. And the more they think about the bad things happening, the more they will happen, because what we know...
That's what they're focusing on.
Exactly. The universe is going to give you what you focus on. Mm-hmm. So if you think everything's happening to you and not for you, and that, you know, it's a bunch of things happening in your life that you can't control, the universe is going to give you exactly that. They're going to give you a lot of things that you think you can't control. They're going to give you a lot of things that you think are from other people and other entities except for yourself. Mm-hmm. So people see the result of that all the time, right? Someone gets a flat tire, they make a negative situation out of it. Okay. Right after that, they're going to the grocery store, or they get into it with somebody walking through the grocery store because
and it just keeps going.
Exactly. It's a domino effect in that way. The dominoes can affect you and fall in both directions, both positive and negative.
That's what I was about to say. It's crazy because it can literally go the opposite direction.
The complete opposite way. That's the way you should operate, is that everything is internal. The emotions and the reactions that you give the 3D world from within is what will keep manifesting, right? You get a flat tire. You tell yourself, it's okay. I'm going to get this fixed. Everything's taken care of. It's okay. You know, things do happen, but every reaction that doesn't have to affect
internal.
Exactly. Everything that happens towards that is positive, even though it seems and would be deemed as something negative for somebody else.
Only if you label it that way. Exactly. That's the power of the mind.
That's the power of the mind. That's the power of within, right? You get a flat tire 2 hours later. This is all scenario typing, right? 2 hours later, you win a raffle you didn't even know you were in for a $10,000.
Depending on how reward. You reacted to the tire popping.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right? The energy
you
creates.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. People don't realize or even think or believe that they're manifesting all the time, both positive and negatively. Mm-hmm. Manifestations are going to come. It does not matter. You may not be conscious about them, and not being conscious about them makes them seem as things that you can't control, right? Because you didn't know this thing was happening because you didn't think you thought it, but your energy put it into fruition, right? Fruition, right? Mm-hmm. Made it happen or create whatever. It only happened negatively because you thought of it negatively. Mm-hmm. And things only happen positively because you thought of it positively. So everything after that flat tire, even being a positive situation of having a flat tire, can be an amazing fucking day after that.
Yeah. You decide. That's the crucial point, is that you get to decide. And we, you know, so many people grew up not knowing that. Mm-hmm. But, I promise it is life-changing. It is eye-opening. Yes. You get to decide in every single moment how you react. And how you react to every single thing that is happening in your reality is what is creating your future.
Exactly.
Every single moment out after that present moment is being created by how you are responding to life in this present moment.
Yes. The universe is very specific. Okay, it only brings to you what you think of. And the more specific you get, the more specific your manifestations are.
Just try it. It's crazy.
Just try it.
It's crazy. And this is not like specific to certain people. Everybody has this ability. It's a human thing.
It's human, right? Yeah. I tell her all the time, I think, and this is just me talking to me, I think we're here on Earth to master emotions, because the emotion to the experience is what makes the experience. If you think negative things about the experience, what happened, where you were, what you ate, who you were with, what you were around, if everything around that was negative, that entire experience was negative. Or in that same experience, everything was positive, you loved everyone you were around, where you were at, what you ate, what it looked like, what it smelled like, how it felt, everything. That's the experience. It was a positive, invigorating, beautiful, positive experience.
Yeah. You know, I learned that from Neville Goddard, that the feeling is everything. If you can feel what it would feel like to have your desires and your manifestations right now in every given moment, that is the key to manifestation. That's what's going to bring it in.
Yes. And that's the experience.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier. Like, if let's say, you know, I hadn't even started a podcast yet.
Yeah.
And I wanted to start a podcast, and I was just feeling every single day, like, how I would feel, how amazing I would feel, how happy and fulfilled I would feel doing a podcast. that's what that inspired action would be.
Putting in the hard work?
Me putting in that hard work, and then all of a sudden I have a podcast. All of a sudden it's on YouTube and we have it on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and at that point your desires can't even keep up with you.
It's like I just made that happen.
And after it happens, it's like, wow, that was actually kind of easy.
It's in hindsight, it always seems easy because it's the, that. Yeah. Because it was the aligned action. If it didn't seem easy, it's because you were just pushing really hard against something that you were not meant to be doing.
Exactly. And that's another thing is people try, well, yeah, like we already said, working hard towards things that are not in aligned action.
I think that's really tough, though, to, in the beginning, to be able to figure out what is aligned action and what's not. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you could be, like, putting in a lot of hard work towards something that seems like that's what you want and seems like it's your aligned action. And then, let's say, you receive whatever it is that you were hoping for once you put in that action, you put in all that hard work, right? And then you realize, like, damn, this does not make me feel happy. I don't feel happy. I don't feel successful. I don't feel fulfilled. Because they didn't realize beforehand that this was not meant for them. This was not in alignment for them.
It's in at which point you realize and you put the conscious mind towards knowing that that's not for you.
Yeah.
Because
that's tough. At first.
Exactly. You can apply working hard towards whatever hard work you think you need to put in the beginning, and at an instant realize, that's not for me.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that part. They work hard, they work hard, they work hard, they work hard.
Have their head down, just working hard, grinding through it.
Exactly. It's the emotion. It's not about the destination. The journey is everything.
One thing about D'Angelo, he's always going to quote Russ.
Okay? Always going to quote Russ.
He's always going to throw a Russ quote in there any point, any chance that he gets.
Yes, exactly. Because people are skipping the entire journey, only thinking about the destination of where they think they need to end up after they've continued and continued to work hard
towards and will something. Ignore those signs the that intuitive, this is not in alignment with exactly. your path and what's meant for you.
Exactly.
Because they think, no, I just need to keep working hard. I need to push through this and I'll make it.
It doesn't matter how I feel. I'm going to get to the destination. Mm-hmm. People are so worried about the destination as if it's some proverbial jackpot. Mm-hmm. And once you get there, it's going to change every mood and emotion and experience in your mind. Didn't realize that every step getting there is what makes the destination. Mm-hmm. Right? Every beautiful step you took towards the destination, or every hard, painful, heart-wrenching step you took towards that destination.
Yeah.
If that's what every step and emotion was towards that destination, being negative and painful and just mm-hmm. that's how you're going to feel even at the destination.
Yeah.
It's not going to make it any different.
Yeah.
But if every step towards that journey and destination was positive, love, gratitude, everything the universe feeds back into you in a positive way, once you get to that destination, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be exactly what every step of the journey was.
Well, yeah, because as you're pushing through all of that hardship, you don't realize it that because you have these feelings of not really feeling happy and you feeling stressed or whatever, and you're like, I just need to keep pushing through it. You don't realize that that's manifesting in other ways in your life and probably putting more obstacles in your way.
Oh yeah.
Because of that. So that's where discernment is key, and learning to, like we said earlier, trusting yourself to make decisions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be your best friend, be your biggest promoter, your biggest fan. I mean, the only way you could love life is if you love yourself. The only way you could love anybody else is if you love yourself. The only way you can love your experience and the shit you go through is to love yourself.
Yeah.
It all, like we know, goes right back to you.
I agree.
That's the part of positive selfishness that people don't understand. They always think selfishness, because it has been given this, has a negative connotation towards it at any point of thinking,
mm-hmm.
which is very, very misled, very, very counterintuitive to not be selfish in a positive way, because right. selfishness can go both ways.
Right.
Like we know.
Still be a good person. The
spectrum. Yes, but selfishness is good. Selfishness is healthy. Selfishness tells you that you trust yourself.
And I feel like just taking care of yourself, checking in with yourself, like
yeah.
selfishness has like a negative connotation to it. And I feel like the message of what you were saying is just to consistently look out for yourself.
Yes.
Check in with yourself, take care of yourself. First and foremost.
Well, yeah, because selfishness has always been what people think selfishness is thinking of yourself in effect of a negative way towards other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you're selfish, it's because it affected somebody else in a different way that was negative. Yeah. And why it and has been given so that the whole way. Time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I think of myself and not somebody else in a grocery store parking lot, and I see them waiting for a parking spot, and I go and steal their parking spot, that's you me being selfish.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, that's me. Right. I might beat a motherfucker.
Or your car gets lifted by a forklift.
Yeah, Madea style, you know what I'm saying? But that, you're selfish. You were yeah. selfish. You were thinking of yourself, didn't think of the other person. That's why it's been given such a negative connotation mm-hmm. towards it. You know, but selfishness in the origin of the word and how it should have been used for as long as it has been a word and an idea and concept
mm-hmm.
should have been for positive thinking and
right.
In positive results.
Yeah.
Selfishness was always
just looking after
and created to be a good thing.
Yeah. Yes. Putting yourself first.
Putting yourself first in a way that you can show up for anything and everything else.
Yeah.
You have to be selfish to be able to do those things.
Right.
You have to be selfish to love yourself. You have to be selfish to be able to, you know, reflect on the world and your experiences the way you would yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's selfishness. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't love yourself, you ain't gonna love nothing else.
Right.
You can think you do. You can think you do, but you won't.
I like it. We're gonna end the episode right here. I hope you guys had some type of takeaway from this. Helped anybody in any kind of way. If you're watching this on YouTube, please give this video a thumbs up, subscribe so you always know when we post our next episode, which is every Wednesday.
If you're listening to this, do the same thing.
Yeah. If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, I don't really know. I need to do my homework. I don't really know how, like, if you subscribe to that or you just like, I think you follow the page. And then it like notifies you, or you could turn on the notifications to know when a new episode is posted. Sure,
Joe Rogan, you can follow and it notifies you. So, same deal.
Yeah. Follow, subscribe, all that good stuff. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Episode six.
Right. Because this was episode five.
This was episode five.
All right. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Late.
Bye.